What's up, guys? Good morning. I just want to do a little update video for you guys and to say hello to Nevin, one of my only active listeners. I don't know. This is just a little update podcast and just me rambling the things in my head. I don't know. Well, I'm starting the podcast. Sana this week, ma-order ko na yung gamit and the equipment that I need. But it's super awesome kasi last week, I decided to start the podcast and I started brainstorming and researching on kung ano yung equipment na kailangan ko. And that, I think the next day, may nag-email sa akin na gusto niya mag-collab, like brand deal. And they'll provide me with shopping money on Lazada to get equipment, which is perfect. So, parang sobrang galing lang kasi I really feel like God wants me to start this podcast. And then the other thing that's going on in my life right now is napapansin ko talaga yung... How do you say this? Okay, so I know that in the Philippines, right, the context is the rich started discriminating the poor. And a lot of the just very, how do you call it, jerks na mayaman, they like to discriminate the poor. Or just tell simple jokes about them, which I hate. But then, yung nangyari kasi is now, in return, the poor have this habit of making jokes about the rich. And I don't like that either. And yung nangyari is, ako, I never started doing that. I never started joking about the poor, ganito, ganyan. But then, now, I'm being affected by these, you know, oh, rich kid ka, ganito, ganyan, na jokes. And I didn't even do anything. So, it feels like, now, I'm the one being discriminated. Not that I'm rich, you know what I mean? And sure, I get that the poor have struggles. I don't know. So I don't want to be insensitive on this topic. That's just what I feel. And I want to know if anything on my platform can help to resolve it. I mean, it's not my fault that I was born socioeconomically privileged. And I'm not even rich, but... Yon. And I have nothing against if you're in another socioeconomic class, you know what I mean? Parang, hello. If it's not anyone's fault that anyone is, parang, you know how people are saying, oh, the poor are just poor because they're not working hard. But I know a lot of people who really are, and the opportunities just aren't there. And that's fine. I mean, I stand with them. I love to give. Like, lately, I just donated a whole bunch of my old stuff. Siguro mga 3 large garbage bags worth, you know. Okay, that sounds... So, the thing about this Anchor channel is wala masyado nakikinig. So, I can just say my thoughts. But... yeah, I released a tweet a while ago asking for resources on this topic. I want to read about it. I want to read about why it's happening and what I can do in my platform to maybe help. Baka mag-collab ako with somebody of, you know, somebody of a different class. Somebody who's known. Kasi, di ba, sumikat si Kong, sumikat si Michelle D. And they're amazing people. But unconsciously, there are these small jokes that distance themselves and segregate themselves from, you know, yung mga umi-English or the people who speak English or the people who are rich or whatever. Ako, I just grew up speaking English because that's what my parents taught me. Like, it's not my fault, you know what I mean? I didn't choose English over Tagalog. Ako, I studied really hard in Filipino. Wait, 5 minutes na tong... I'll continue in the next segment. Wait up. Yeah, ano sinabi ko? I tweeted just to ask people if they have resources and references about this topic. I want to read about it. I might collab with somebody not as social, parang somebody recognized as poor. You know what I mean? Like if we all divide, I don't want to segregate na nga eh. But yung parang the way that people perceive it, there's a rich and there's a poor. Kung mayaman ka or you're part of us, the masa. Which is 90% of the population, diba? And that's really where in business, that's where the money is, you know, that's where advertising should target and everything. Wala akong magawa. I was born in this side of society. But I want to connect with the other side. So it's a prevailing issue, something like racism, but it's hard to address because a lot of the rich people how do you explain it? Gets mo ba, Nevin? Parang I'm talking to you na lang eh. And everyone else who's listening. Hello if you're somebody else who's listening. Gets mo ba? Yung parang racism, if you're a black person, it's easy to address kasi oppressed ka eh. Kasi for sure, di ba, parang wala kang rights to something. You're not as privileged and in all aspects, di ba? Pag mayaman ka, maybe socially oppressed ka, pero wala kang pake kasi mayaman ka. That's what a lot of people think. Ako, I've never... Okay, if you get to know me, you'll know that I'm really not a money person. I'm really not a stuff person. I try to be a minimalist as much as possible. I clean my room every month and I throw away a lot of the stuff that I don't need. So I only keep the things that I need. Hindi ako hoarder. And then the rest of it, the rest of my clothes, the rest of my whatever, I donate it. So that's me. I guess I'm just not a stuff guy. So I don't find value in being mayaman. I just need what I need, you know what I mean? I don't really want a nice car. I don't want a huge house. Excuse me. Ayun lang. That's me. So it matters to me. It doesn't matter to me if I'm rich, but it matters to me that I am at peace with the rest of my country. And that's happened. Wait. Okay, this segment can only go up to 3 minutes. All right, next. Ako, I have made friends with sa church, lalo na sa church. There's just this environment sa mga youth services and youth gatherings namin na I don't know, you be rich, you be poor, people don't mind. Up to now, kasi diba I play Dota now. Nagda-Dota kami with I hate to say this, yung mga taga UMAC, University of Makati. And we're good friends, we're all good friends. And there's no judgment and no, you know how music brings people together, how sports bring people. Si Ryan, my brother, my 14-year-old brother, he plays basketball siguro mga thrice a week. And whenever he plays with yung mga carpentero sa village and the security guards. And he's friends with them now. Diba? And he's an English-speaking kid who now the guards recognize and the carpenters are good friends with. Or at least, yung parang, he's not a bad guy in their eyes. He's not a mayaman, ignorant, rich person in their eyes. That's kind of what I want to happen, not just to me, but to my whole family. And a lot of the good-natured mayamans out there. Mayamans in Olabo. So, those are my thoughts. That's what I want to do. And as for the podcast, I really like Anchor. If I get into the habit of just giving my thoughts, my unfiltered thoughts, and yung hindi ko siniscript. Last time, diba, I would script yung mga anchor, Anchor thoughts and podcasts and episodes. I would script it then. Not script it, but I would make an outline and everything. Ngayon ako, I'm really just bearing out my soul to you guys. Just share all my thoughts and stuff. Which is cool. So I'll keep Anchor for that. Keep Anchor. Keep Anchor for that. And then I'll create like a formal podcast. The one that you see on iTunes. Or Stitcher if you have that app, or Castbox. Basta yung mga podcasting apps, I'll create a long-form podcast, one that I don't have to break segment every 3 minutes. That's the only disadvantage talaga of Anchor. Everything else, maganda eh. You can add music, you can whatever. See, now I have to cut this segment because it's 3 minutes already. But, yeah. So I'll make a long form podcast also, which is gonna be different from Nate Punzalan. Like, I'm not gonna call it Nate Punzalan. I consulted with my good friend Jaco De Leon. Sabi niya, if you make a podcasting show, it's good. Kasi podcasting mas nagiging trending siya. And I think there's future for podcasting. Kasi you can listen to it on your commute, you can listen to it on while you're folding your clothes, ganon. There's a future daw, sabi ni Jaco. But when you make a show, don't make it the Nate Punzalan show, kasi that's gonna limit you to just Nate Punzalan things. If you make it a show about something else, baka yung pagiging Christian mo or creative whatever, or I don't know, being a videographer or something, or you interview other creative minds and maybe talk about things about being a Christian, whatever, I don't know. It's not limited to just me then. I can talk about other things, and I can even get other people to host. So if later on siguro I'm not present, or I'm busy, I'm on a trip, and I need somebody else to host, hindi siya magiging wait. Hindi siya yung parang, hello, I'm Pauline Dedel, and this is the Nate Punzalan podcast. Wait, no? So, it's somebody else still hosting a show that's not named after me. And I can have guests on the show and people that I interview that are not me also. Ah, ganun. Yeah. Sorry, I'm cleaning my room while I'm podcasting. Anyway, I think those are basically my thoughts now. Wish me luck. Pray for me if you like, for the opportunities and just the things ahead. I've been listening kasi to a lot of podcasts, that's why. And a lot of them, even Casey Neistat, in the States, they're saying that podcasting is going to become a thing, which it really is. And I'm asking around if in the Philippines it's gonna follow that's the same trend. So in the Philippines, in the States, Twitch is a trend. In the Philippines, parang hindi masyado, pang gaming lang talaga siya. In the States, even if you're not a gamer, you do Twitch. It's becoming a thing. Wait lang, next segment. So in the States, podcasting also, but then in the Philippines, I was asking, okay, is it like Twitch that it's only a States trend and it's not gonna happen in the Philippines? Kasi diba, that's where we reference a lot of our YouTubers. But that's where, at least for me, no. I watch a lot of American YouTubers and I get my ideas from them. I'm inspired by them. Si Janina, her first inspiration was Bethany Mota, who's from the States, I think, right? And now she really likes Alicia Marie, I think that's her name. And a lot of us now, I think, diba, you don't just watch Filipino YouTubers, which I do, but I also watch Americans. So, yeah, I'm rambling na. I've been waking up at 10:30 lately, which is bad. but it's fun because I stay up late in at night and I do a little extra work or a little extra editing, little extra Dota. Okay, I'm done cleaning na rin. Okay. Yeah, the only annoying thing about Anchor talaga, everything is good eh, kasi you can also just buy a mic for your phone that you can plug into your phone. But you just have to stop podcasting every 3 minutes, no? You need to take a break, which is, it can ruin the flow, can ruin the train of thought. I'm not a fan. If you're gonna do long form, so yeah, I'm gonna start not a real podcast, a long form podcast, not an Anchor also. This one I'll try to make a habit out of just giving you guys my thoughts on whatever, updating you guys. Okay, bye. Hello, kamusta, Nevin? I forgot that there are meron palang call-ins. Yeah. Kung may ideas ka, or kayo, I'm talking to everybody here. If you guys have ideas, give it, either tweet me at NatePunzalan6 or mag-call-in na lang din kayo if you like. But most probably, you know, I'll check it on Twitter more faster. Tweet me then, burrito, if you heard this, just so I know, no, para I can keep track. Tsaka if you have ideas on how to podcast, where to podcast, kung ikaw nakikinig ka rin sa mga podcast, or ako lang talaga, or I really don't, or you really don't listen to podcasts, and you don't even know why you're listening to me, it really helps to be honest, ha? Kasi it will help talaga sa research ko, ganun. And with how I'm supposed to roll out yung podcast ko. And syempre, even if not a lot of people listen at the start, but I'm doing it then kasi to make an impact in the lives of others. If it helps even just one person, happy na ako dun eh. So, yeah, just tweet me and stuff. Bye.